Good evening, Paul. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening, Andrew. Thanks very much, Jim.
Most people will have heard of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, but they possibly don't know that there's a remote sensing section within the department. What does that section do, Paul?
Well, Andrew, it carries out a number of projects relating to remotely sensed data, and we're talking about satellite images here, but also air photos, aerial photographs at various scales. And most of the work that we do is in creating maps or coverages of various bits of information that are of interest both to the department and to some of our external clients. For example, the area of forest cover. We're currently working on a project to produce and refine the total area of forest cover in Victoria.
Why hasn't this been done before?
Well, it has been done before. In fact, it was done in the early 70s. I think it's the first time I was aware of that it was done. But at that stage, the satellite imaging information wasn't quite as readily available as it is today. And certainly some of the processing of that data so that we can generate the maps is a lot easier to do now. So it really hasn't been possible to do it really until the last few years.
Yes, so the technology's improved.
Yeah, the technology's improved enormously. 20 years ago, when satellites were first on the scene, the resolution of the information that was available wasn't as good. And certainly the processing of that information on computers was done on great big sort of mainframe computers, and it wasn't accessible to the normal user, whereas these days anyone can process satellite information on a PC if they have the right software.
And this has been done right across the whole of Victoria or just in certain parts?
We have a satellite image, or we have satellite information covering the whole of Victoria, and this forest mapping, for example, has been done for the whole of the state, yes.
Any particular projects you're working on within that general idea?
I'm currently working on a project to try and refine that forest information a bit further and try and classify the forest into dominant species types and dominant height classes, in other words, how tall the forest is. And particularly we're interested in gathering some of that information for areas of freehold forest, i.e. those areas on private land, because we have a very good picture as a state of where the forest, what the different forest types are that occur on public land, but really up until the last couple of years we've had no information at all about freehold land, and that's meant that we've been unable to generate a full picture throughout the state of what our forest is like. So I'm using satellite imagery and a number of other layers of mapped information such as geology and soil types to produce this forest type map for the freehold forest of Victoria.
Why is it important that we do this?
Well, it enables us, there's a couple of reasons. From a conservation perspective, it enables us to work out which areas of forest are least well represented, you know, which areas of forest have been the most cleared in the past and are least well represented now. And it also enables us to work out where the most productive areas of forest are for timber harvesting or plantations or whatever.
Mm. Anything new coming up in the future, perhaps in the way of technology that you're using, more new satellites or anything, or are you just going to refine what you've already got?
Well, there's a new software package coming out this June that the department may be interested in getting hold of, and that enables us to more accurately look at some of our information in three dimensions, so we can actually produce a three-dimensional model of an area of land and put some satellite imagery over the top of that, and it gives us a more realistic view of what that area looks like. And we're experimenting with that at the moment, but we expect in the future that we'll be able to look at that information a little bit more readily.
That would then allow you to sort of fly through the terrain and get viewpoints from different perspectives.
Yes, certainly. In the future, we'll be able to do that. But certainly, at the moment, we can look at an area from a perspective. Say, imagine that you're 1,000 metres up, sitting in a balloon or whatever, and we can look at how an area of land would appear using this satellite imagery.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Paul.
Okay, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.